Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. US FDA has given a nod to emergency use approval for Pfizer COVID vaccine. As per international reports now, it is the first vaccine to be convened by the expert committee, US Food and Drug Administration, which actually voted heavily in favor of recommending the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine. With that, let's come to India. India's Pune-based Serum Institute will make 10 crore doses each month from next year. That's a ramp up in current capacity. SII has made 5 crore doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine. It has also previously said that India will be the first priority for the delivery of the vaccine after the UK counterpart. AstraZeneca will test combining COVID-19 vaccine with Russian shot. So basically, the latest update is that the developers of Sputnik V, that is the Gamaleya Institute's vaccine, suggested on Twitter last month that AstraZeneca should try the combination. Britain's AstraZeneca now said on Friday today that it would investigate combining the experimental COVID-19 vaccine with Sputnik V vaccine candidate, a move that Russian scientists have suggested could sharply boost the efficacy. So we'll have to wait on that update. With that, let's come to the top news updates from India. India's COVID-19 caseload has gone beyond 97.96 lakh with over 29,000 fresh infections in one day. The death toll has gone beyond 1,42,000 with over 400 new fatalities as of today morning. We talk about the number of people in terms of caseload, but the infection caseload actually remained below 4 lakh for the fifth consecutive day. And the country comprises of 3.71% of the total caseload, which is active. So that's the number that we are looking at. If we come to statewide tally in terms of the worst impacted states, in terms of one-day reportage, Kerala actually reported over 4,400 new cases in the last 24 hours. It was followed by Maharashtra with over 3,800 cases. Then came West Bengal with over 2,800 cases, followed by Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. So these top five states account for 49% of all the new COVID cases in India. Delhi reported over 1,500 new cases. It is the lowest since September 1st. In terms of fatalities, Maharashtra reported the most. The death toll in Maharashtra was 70 deaths in one day, followed by Delhi at 61. Then came West Bengal with 49, and then Punjab, followed by Haryana and Kerala, lowest at 26. So these six states account for 63% of all the deaths reported across the country. In terms of, let's come to, false claims around COVID-19 protection. CCPA had now sent notices to six firms for claims like these. It has also directed FSSAI to take action in honey adulteration allegations. So this is actually not the first time that CCPA had, resort to keeping firms in check. Because of making wrong claims that the products are resistant to the novel coronavirus, they actually send similar notices to mattress manufacturers and a paint company. We are talking about the Central Consumer Protection Authority, which has sent notices to six companies. Food Safety and Standard Authority of India has been directed to take actions against the honey adulteration case. So the show cause notice that has been sent includes a liquid floor cleaner, a hand sanitizer manufacturer, silk dress company, and a popular apparel company, as per reports. India finds eager clients, partners in Central Asian, European envoys. So basically, key Asian trade ally Kazakhstan called India World Pharmacy and said it would be open to buying COVID vaccine from India and entering a joint research collaboration to produce vaccines. With that, let's come to some of the global updates around the pandemic. Indonesia records highest daily COVID-19 death at 171. So South Asia's, country's highest daily rise in fatalities, and we're talking about total number of deaths to over 18,000. The data also showed that over 6,000 new cases were reported. The total number of infections are around 6 lakh. So Indonesia has the highest number of coronavirus cases and deaths from COVID-19 in Southeast Asia. And Indonesia has reported the worst daily death toll, over 6,300 infections and 175 deaths. But so has Russia. Hundreds of people have lost their life in Russia as well. Meanwhile, Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, the Russian officials have said that, it's a health official warning, actually, that anyone getting vaccinated against COVID-19 with Sputnik V should give up alcohol for almost 2 months. That has actually caused a lot of backlash among some Russians who called the request unreasonable. But Australia has terminated a University of Queensland vaccine deal with CSL after false positive for HIV, as per international reports. So, Australia had hoped the protein vaccine would be available by mid-2021. But after vaccine trial participants, returned false positive test results for HIV, the deal was off. Phase 1 clinical trials in humans, began in July in Brisbane, basically, with phase 2 and 3 clinical trials, due this December. It is one of the 4 vaccines secured by the Australian government, as per international report. South Korea is expanding virus testing and tracing. So we are talking about South Korea, using rapid tests and deploying hundreds of police officers and soldiers to help in contact tracing as it deals with its, worst surge of COVID infections. So that's how they are planning to tackle it. But 1 year on, Wuhan market at epicenter of virus outbreak remains empty. It has been, over a year since the Hubei province, Wuhan, actually reported, surge in coronavirus cases. But almost a year after COVID-19 has claimed over 1.5 million lives, Wuhan wet market, where it was initially detected, stands empty as the city around it has come back to life. Also, Singapore has approved COVID-19 test using saliva from inside the throat. So the test is the first of its type that has received approval from Singapore's Health Sciences Authority, and this came out in a statement. Let's come to the, one of the latest challenges, cyber attacks, the new headache for drug regulators who are actually reviewing COVID-19 vaccines. There were reports all over the world, in the US, where pharma companies, even in India, where pharma companies had reported of, online cyber security breach. Germany's BioNTech has said that the hackers who breached EU drug regulator European Medicines Agencies had assessed documents relating to the regulatory submission for Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine candidate. In the past, companies like Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and even government labs in Spain all developing COVID-19 vaccine have complained of cyber attacks, allegedly, you know, originating from China and Russia. So that's an alleged claim. But North Korea is also believed to be behind some of the hacking attempts. But another report that has been making headlines is severe allergic reactions in the UK from Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The allergy is actually induced by the vaccine. But are the complications serious? What are the implications for India? Money Control's medical correspondent Vishwanath Pilla explains that in detail. So you can visit the Money Control website and app to get more details around that. But we know the UK drug regulator has recommended people with a history of severe allergic reaction to any medicine or food to avoid Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. There were two reports of severe reaction that was followed after the vaccination. UK has actually begun a rollout of mass vaccination this week. It approved Pfizer-BioNTech on December 3rd. There are risks of vaccine-induced, very rare, allergies that can become severe. So this has become one of the new warnings. It is severe, the reaction. It is potentially life-threatening allergic reaction. It is rare. It is triggered by certain foods like peanuts, mayonnaise, and medications like penicillin. But to get more details on that, do read the complete report on Money Control. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. But for all other news and updates, stay locked on. Thanks for tuning in today. See you on Monday. Have a happy weekend.